You're listening to SBS News.
They're the essential workers who got Australia through the pandemic, stocked the shelves, cleaned the hotels, and looked after the elderly. But many minimum wage workers are now bearing the brunt of a cost of living crisis. So for retail employee Liam, any extra cash injection into the pocket is welcome.
We don't particularly make a lot of money, so it's definitely a confidence booster going into the future, knowing that I'll be able to afford a lot of necessities.
The struggle to afford basic essentials was front of mind today as the Fair Work Commission President Ian Ross made his announcement.
We are conscious that the low paid are particularly vulnerable in the context of rising inflation. We have concluded that the changes in the economic context weigh in favour of an increase in the national minimum wage.
That increase is 5.2%, or about an extra dollar an hour. It means the new wage will be $21.38 an hour, or $812 per week. That's a weekly rise of $40. It impacts more than 180,000 workers. And for others on the award rate, their pay will increase by 4.6%. The independent decision unsurprisingly welcomed by the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who made it a key part of his campaign.
The truth is that many of those people who are on the minimum wage are the heroes who saw us through the pandemic. These workers deserve more than our thanks. They deserve a pay rise, and today they've got it.
Millions of low-paid and award-reliant workers are set to receive the boost, the highest rise since 2006. The Australian Council of Trade Unions, which had pushed for a jump of 5.5%, happy to compromise. Here's Secretary Sally McManus.
We think it's going to make a significant difference to the pressures that low-paid workers are under with cost of living rising, and they absolutely deserve it. These people are the people who've kept our economy and our society going through two hard years, and the least they deserve is a pay increase, which means that they can afford to pay the bills.
While unions have generally welcomed the decision, the Commission has been accused of failing already struggling trade apprentices. Michael Wright from the Electrical Trades Union says they will still be earning as little as $12 an hour.
Apprentices' wages are still routinely pegged to the minimum rates found in awards. And that's why this decision is such a hammer blow to their cost of living.
This will all begin on July the 1st, except for those in aviation, tourism and hospitality, which are delayed until October. The Fair Work Commission says these sectors had been particularly hard hit by COVID and recent weather events, so need more time to recover. Even so, business groups argue this wage hike could do significant damage across all sectors. Australia's Chamber of Commerce and Industry, that had lobbied for a 3% increase, warns the decision would add $7.9 billion in costs to affected businesses. CEO Andrew McKellar says it's compounded by rising energy costs, supply chain disruptions and petrol prices.
In some cases, they are going to have to look at passing on those costs to consumers. That adds into inflationary pressures. In the worst cases, of course, it could mean that some businesses will have to face the difficult decision to close their doors.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton is also sceptical of what this decision could mean for small business, criticising the government.
And the Labor Party's never been a friend of small business. Their industrial relations arrangements, the taxation arrangements, Labor always tax and spend. That's who they are.
Australia's peak welfare group has also highlighted the plight of those not in work and on the very lowest incomes, welfare recipients who face being further left behind. ACOS acting CEO Edwina McDonald says they're surviving on as little as $46 a day.
People who are already struggling just to meet the basics are going backwards and are having to make choices that no one should have to make, choices between food and medicine, between heating and clothes for their kids.
At the time of last year's decision, the Consumer Price Index, which measures household inflation, stood at 1.1%. It's now soared to 5.1%, and it's likely to get higher. The Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe now concedes inflation could reach 7% by Christmas.
That's a very high number, and we need to be able to chart a course back to 2 to 3% inflation. I'm confident that we can do that, but it's going to take time.
In the short term, though, it's expected the cost of living crunch will continue to bite. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.